Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 until the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt, B-R-E-N-D-T, and his website is dsi.biz. That's for Development Specialist, Inc. Bill's a great writer. I encourage you to go there and read the articles that are on his website. As you've heard me say before, he's a global thinker and problem solver. Bill, you're also very much involved in politics, and I'd like for you to talk a little bit about the Democrat Party a little bit, because I know that you've got a connection to Hillary, and how is she doing? How is she gonna get to the finish line? With she gonna get through all these legal issues that are going on with the emails?
I actually think so, and I remarking on what we were talking about in the last segment. It's early. It is a four-quarter campaign game. She has a ground game. There are those on the Republican side, like Jeb Bush, who also have used their money to get a ground game going. We have a long way to go, and I will tell you that I think the sense of the electorate a year from now will be measurably different than it is
but
now.
But irrespective of the electorate, she's got some potential legal issues that, never mind her other baggage, which they all, you know, all the establishment guys have baggage, Bush and all of them do. But never mind her political personal baggage. She's got this email thing, yep, hanging over her that if anything twitches in the wrong way, is that not the only thing that really could keep her from becoming the nominee?
I think you're right. It probably will be the only obstacle. If we were looking for obstacles between her and the presidency, that is the one du jour, if you will.
I didn't say presidency. I said nominee.
Oh, I think the nomination... I'm not as worried about the nomination. I may be taking a flight of fancy here as I am about the general election.
Yeah.
But I do think that it you know, her opponents will want to drag this out for as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I am close to it. I will tell you that I think in the end what you will find is that there is certainly a fight among people who look to classify everything and after the fact do it. But I think you'll find that during the period of time she was emailing, there weren't any classified documents that any of the people who were dealing with her knew were classified. They were just emails that subsequently were looked at later
but
on.
But, Bill, surely, had you had an opportunity, you would have advised her not to put the email server in her basement.
I would have. And I think she's apologized for that. I look at that.
But Bill, and I got to be honest with you. I mean, irrespective of if you're being completely intellectually honest about this, you got to say that was not a mistake. Let me say this: Hillary Clinton doesn't do anything accidentally. She's like Jim Blasingame. I don't do anything accidentally. Hillary Clinton doesn't do anything accidentally. She did that on purpose to control her communications.
No doubt. And I will tell you that...
You can't apologize.
No, I think you can't... The one thing that I think gets lost in the shuffle here is she began this in 2008. I mean, all of us think... It's funny. We think that emails have been a part of our life since we were 20, and I'm in the middle of my middle 60s. You know, the email, the concept of email and how you handle it and how you deal with it, even the devices we use, are growing at an exponential compound rate every year. If you go back to 07 and 06 and 08, and you think about how these things were set up, that is the Stone Age. And it was a stupid thing to do, but on the other hand, the government systems were as porous as ever. I have a daughter who works on the Hill, and she knows that all of her personal data has been compromised because the Office of Personnel Management was invaded.
Was invaded. Here, right. I need to change a couple subjects here. Number one, do you think that the FBI will look at this in a way that would make the citizens of America proud?
Yes, I think the FBI does its job.
And they'll go wherever it leads them.
They will always do that. That is the FBI. And I will predict for you, when they go wherever they need to, they will discover it's nothing.
Okay. Now, quick, let me move on. Talk about her competitors. Is there anybody, there's nobody in the Democrat Party that could even come close to dethroning her, right?
Not now. I think that Joe Biden could get in. There are a lot of talented people.
Could he even come close?
I think he could come close, but it's late. I mean, there's a lot of money
it's
been raised.
Late,
people have lied. Yes.
So doesn't that put the Democrat Party basically in the hands of wherever this leads the FBI? Isn't this a dangerous situation?
No, I think that may be one leap of logic too far. I think that there are, if something was to happen to Hillary, she got hit by a bus, for God's sakes. Martin O'Malley, I mean, you've got some really talented people there.
I agree with that. Yeah, they've got some good candidates, but it's been fun having you here
Jim,
today, Bill.
Jim, as Lennon said, the cemeteries are full of irreplaceable people.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Safe travel.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Bill joined us. And so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.